Annika James. She's with the Federal Field. She is the Federal Field Associate with the with Environment Michigan. Annika, how are you? Is it Annika or Annika?
It's Annika.
All right. I want to make sure I get that right. Good morning. Thanks for your time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me.
What is Environment Michigan?
Environment Michigan is a statewide citizen-based environmental advocacy organization. We work to protect clean air, clean water, and open spaces.
Where do you get your funding from?
We get our funding mostly from citizens and our membership, and from a couple grants that we managed to work up for a specific campaign.
And how many members do you have?
Gosh, I don't actually know how many members we have right now. The Environment America Federation of 29 state groups has over 1 million members.
All right, well, let's talk about this report, and which is entitled Michigan Ranks Among the Nation's Worst for Mercury Pollution for Power Plants. I saw this, and I wondered why it wasn't getting more play. Tell us about this story.
Well, the new report is a ranking of new data that shows the amount of mercury that our power plants are releasing into the atmosphere. And it ranks Michigan's power plants in terms of how much mercury they release. And, for example, in Lansing, the Eckert plant emits the eighth most mercury in Michigan. And Michigan as a state ranks 10th in terms of the total amount of mercury pollution that we release in the whole nation.
What does mercury pollution do? How does it affect us?
So mercury pollution goes out into the air and then falls down into our waterways from rain and snow, and then it builds up in fish and enters the food chain. And when mercury is consumed, mercury exposure can lead to irreversible deficits in verbal skills, damage to attention and motor control, and reduced IQ in children. It's actually so widespread that estimates show that 1 in 10 women of childbearing age has enough mercury in her bloodstream to put her child at risk if she becomes pregnant.
All right. Now, what are your thoughts on this? Should we be really concerned? Is this going to improve? Is it going to get worse? Should we be called to action? What should we do?
Well, we're pretty sure it's going to improve because the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is poised to release a landmark standard to limit mercury pollution from power plants this December. And that's going to be the first time in history that EPA has limited toxic mercury pollution from power plants. And the new standard, as proposed, would actually reduce mercury pollution by more than 90%. So we're really excited about that.
All right. There is going to be a press conference today at the Potter Park, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell us about it.
Well, we'll be releasing this report telling people about pretty much the same things. I was just saying that the ranking of Michigan is in the nation and the ranking of power plants in Michigan and the effects of mercury pollution on people's health and the environment.
Do you think the entities that operate these power plants take this seriously? Are they going to have an effort to change this?
Yeah, they actually already have been working to change it, which is why it's so important that people, citizens, stand up and call their senators and tell them to support the EPA's new regulations. The polluters and their allies in Congress are releasing bills into the House and Senate to stop this new regulation, which would save many lives and keep our kids smarter.
Now, you know what I can hear from the opposition, Annika? All these are a bunch of tree huggers, and this is just the cost of doing business. We need to provide resources to provide power. Really, that many people aren't hurt by this. The numbers are skewed.
Yeah, well, I personally would prefer hugging children to hugging trees, and since mercury pollution hurts our children, I think that's a pretty important issue. As I said, 1 in 10 women has enough mercury in her bloodstream to hurt her potential fetus, and so I think that's a pretty big number that we should be concerned about. Also, the EPA's estimates for the cost-benefit ratio would be for every $1 spent by the power plants on cleaning up their pollution with existing technology, we would save $13 for reduced health costs and special education programs and fewer missed work days.
All right, Annika, before I let you go, if folks want more information about Environment Michigan, where do they go?
www.environmentmichigan.org.
All right, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.